You're a good literary in your time.
I lint it too.
Yeah.
I used to lint.
Could you lint a bit for me now?
Huh?
Could you lint a bit for me now?
I don't know. Could you do it now?
Yeah.
Huh?
You try it.
There was an old woman who used to lint in Anna McConnell. She used to lint. Oh, Cathy Grant.
Yeah.
Well, McHugh is now.
All right.
Yes, well, McHugh is, he's an altered man now.
Yeah.
She was a great old linter. I used to hear her lint, and she lent the teetotaler.
Oh.
We used to call it the Road to Far Lees. Mm. Our bosses used to call it that ring. The wind is gone with me. And I could make a great hand of it one time. My mother used to be at it.
Yeah.
She minded when he was well, in her young days.
Yeah.
Charlie, he was in a great linter.
Yeah.
And if you give him a pancake, he wouldn't eat it. No, you know, a bit of a pile of pancake, he wouldn't eat it. A plate of bread or anything like that. No, he called it a skin of bread, ma'am. He wouldn't take it.
Oh, a skin of bread?
That's only the skin of bread, ma'am.
Oh, he wanted to
turn
his nose
off. He wouldn't take it. Charlie, he was a bit of a linter, this cheek. I can't mind it a cheek, no.
Yeah. Was he a sort of a travelling musician?
Right, he was only linting, going about, and only he wasn't a musician at all, just Linton.
Yeah, and would he go from place to place?
He was only begging around.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, sort of an itinerant.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Did you know of any people like that now, travelling musicians?
Oh, God, I've seen them, I'm sure. God, I've seen you, lots of them.
Mm.
It was great, and there was lots of them.
And would they come to a village or would they go house to house?
Oh, they come to villages and they come to houses too. Great. No, sure, it was great. I seen the two doors on the mall playing.
Yeah.
You heard of them. Barry Stoughton and John.
Oh, I did hear.
The Piper.
Yeah.
I seen the two playing in the mall.
Yeah. And what would they do? Would they sort of come to a village or a town? A fair day
and play and collect. Collect a few bob.
Yeah.
They were great.
That Barry Stoughton had
a
reputation of being very, very good.
John was better. John, Father Connell said John out for a week out in Montclue.
Mm.
He was a good looking fella. They'd have had Felix was a poor looking, hard looking fella. And you, the two of them.
Mm.
But poor John was a wild fella in the County Dublin, a wild night, up at the park.
He was killed, was he?
Aye, killed.
And what happened to Felix?
Huh?
What happened to
Felix? Felix stayed at in Nashville, though. Felix isn't that long gone. Felix used to be on the ready here and there now some time ago, boy.
Yeah.
Felix Thorne. There were two great pipers. And then I seen a good man, Smith man playing. He was a fiddle player too. And I seen a little girl from Tyrone, Devlin, or Dubai, Devlin, I think she was. They were camped out at the Drummond Road there, and she was a great fiddle player. And she was playing too. A fair deal. Our mall was. But what the reasons that they went, there's no place for them to stay now. Pat Hunt was in Mull, and he had a house. Here's where Pat was away. The best house in Mull, but was gone down. We go down through the floor and that sort of thing in Pat Hunt's. That's where Waples is now. Do you know where Pat Waples is?
Yeah.
Good house. And we used to go to play cards in it, and Pat and the wife was there. And he used to keep Rogers, all these crowds, at a shilling, shilling and a snout. That was a shilling and a night. So there's no such place now in Mull, and that's the reason they put them off. They'll be coming yet, only, but the fair days they used to come. There was great nights and great music in Mull, and great singing.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was great.